Welcome to the airwaves of Radio Islam, Sheikh Irfan Abrams. Sheikh Irfan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We'd like to congratulate you and say mabruk on the achievement and the responsibility that has been given to you. Sheikh Irfan, we understand that you were emotional when the announcement was made that you are the new leader of the MJC. Can you perhaps share with us insight and talk us through those moments and those feelings?
Well, firstly, I'm very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this position Allah has honored me with, knowing that with this position comes a lot of challenges which I've seen and learned through my predecessors. Sheikh Nazir Muhammad, a fatherly figure, was a president for many years, then Sheikh Ibrahim Kabrals, and for the last 10 years Maulana Ihsan Hendrix. Yes, it's the most honorable position one can achieve in the MJC. But with it comes a lot of challenges, and I've seen what they've gone through. It's not an easy job. It's a huge responsibility. But this is what we need to be ready for. Will not come to you on a golden platter. It will not come to you thinking you are lying on a bed of roses. Definitely not. But remember, you're ready for the challenges. Number two, so I'm very thankful to Allah that has honored me with that position, being the leader of so much great scholars, great people, pious people, learned people, and whoever is involved in the MJC, they are great people. We have a lot of great learned scholars. To be their leader is a responsibility and it's an honor. So I also need to behave myself.
Absolutely, yes. There's those responsibilities that comes with it. But perhaps, you know, for the benefit of our listeners, can you explain to us the process of how does the MJC elect its president?
Yeah, this year was a total change in our entire election. Obviously, the electoral committee was were announced by or selected. The electoral college has a total different way of going through the election process than all the other years. In other words, a total change in it. As with the president, obviously, like all the others, if you have been nominated and you qualify and you will go through a process, we come for an interview. You have to present a 5-year plan, that's your vision for the MJC. Whoever applies, especially for the presidency are a little more hard on that because of his position. They put me through a difficult time. Any case, so then you have to come for an interview before the AGM, a week before the AGM, come for, and then they interrogate you.
Yes, now tell us about that 5-year plan. What were some of the things that you presented as your vision for the MJC?
Yes, firstly, our responsibility as ulama, our responsibility as a Baytul ulama, the house of the ulama, to serve the community, make sure that we take the MJC to the people, and that we bring the people closer to the MJC, which exactly happened yesterday when I took office. That exactly happened. Number two is that we need to look at poverty. It's a major problem in our community. We look at crime, how we are going to work and engage ourselves in stop the crime in our community. We look at the ulama itself, how we can improve the qualifications of the ulama. Many of them are not matric. Many of them are matric and they stop. Where the MJC can play a role to assist them in that. We look at the townships. We are and must be embarrassed that we are not doing and not working hard enough. Most of the time we're talking and talking, but very little has been done. And I pledge myself, we pledge, especially myself, the leader of the MJC, I pledge that will be of my top priorities on my list. Within the townships and the very poor areas find lots of poor areas, we find lots of crime. We need to get involved in that. Also, the MGC, I have also on my five-year plan that very soon I would like to start a Muslim Judicial Council, Baitul Mal, or Zakafan, so that we can use that money to develop our community and look after our community and do what needs to be done in the broader community, because our financials as the MGC are extremely limited. But be that as it may, we as the MGC can do much better, much more, if we have funds that we can use to uplift the general community. The issue of our Aqidah system, yes, it is a concern that we need to teach our people more of what the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah means, and obviously we are sitting with the present problem, obviously the spreading of Shiism into our community, obviously a concern for everybody. And I was just thinking this morning, you know, on a few occasions last year, on a Friday, a few of the youth would come to me and tell me, on different times, Sheikh, why is it that the ulama does not speak about mut'a marriages? These things are taking, it's become very active in, at tertiary levels. So they're very much concerned that the ulama not talking about the mut'a marriages. It's going like havoc. It's spreading all over the show. There are concerns that we need to address.
So these are important issues that you've highlighted. Now, what is your assessment with regards to the public image of the MJC? The MJC primarily functions and serves the Western Cape. However, it does have a reach over the entire country. And for those that are on this side of the country, in Gauteng, in KZN, the time when the MJC was really propelled into the public domain was with the Orion saga, and recently with regards to the Jakim saga. So will there be a concerted effort to perhaps improve or enhance the public image of the MJC?
No, definitely, most definitely. First, I want to say to all our listeners, I never doubt the whatever has been under the supervision of the MGC for us to consume, eat and drink. I never doubt that. I never ever doubted that. Yes, technically we didn't do certain things that should have been done, but it does not mean that we have given any person, ever, any Muslim, anything haram to eat. That I put my head on the block. So, but yes, there are certain things we should have done, which we didn't do, and I feel I will, in fact, I'm going to call a meeting with the NG Halal Trust to find out what are the plans, and how can we supervise, how can we monitor, if we don't have a situation like this ever again. And they know I'm busy with that. Obviously, the situation that has occurred, we must make sure that this never ever happened again. As for the general public, yes, I do realize that this had hit the MG very hard, and we need to know to do damage control, and that's exactly what we are doing. But at the same time, we monitor and make sure things go the way it goes. And obviously, the president of the MGC, I am going to give that a very, very, very special attention. The people generally, yes, they might be a lot of negative, sometimes justifiably, and sometimes not. Because you asked the president the other day, tell me, why do you like the MGC? He says, people say this, that, and the other. So people say, what is your experience? He doesn't have any experience. There's nothing, no interaction. What the MG that MG has done, that he can now say, they did that A, B, and C. Now that's unfortunate, it is a big problem. And that I can tell you, honestly, that's the case of the majority of the people.
Yes.
And we want to rectify that.
Absolutely. Now, can you perhaps give our listeners an indication as to the size of the MJC and the structures within the MJC?
Yes, basically, we have different departments, our social welfare department, we have our, social welfare department, we have, seven different departments that we have. All these departments has an HOD, and the HODs fall, some of the HODs fall under the first deputy president, and some fall under the second deputy president. That is how the structure is. They are answerable to me at the end of the day. So all departments, one of the presidents, the first and second deputy, are responsible for X amount of departments, other for the rest. And if I know need to anything, I will call in the president to give me a feedback on that. But meanwhile, also at the same time, we do have to pay visits to all the other departments to see if everything's okay, and pay them a visit every day. So our departments are quite a few, 5, 6, 7 departments. We also have, obviously, the Imara. Basically, the MJC comes of three major bodies. Number one, we have the Imara. They are the custodians of the MJC. They are the most senior ulama of the MJC. And then we have the Executive Council. And they are the executive, and included in that, obviously, is of the presidency. And then we have the General Majlis. That obviously, the General Majlis, they consist of everybody, which are the most strongest body. The executive carry out any decision which the General Majlis has decided upon. The Executive Council, they are the people who make decisions, the decision-making body of the MJC. And as I said, the Imara, they are the watchdogs of the MJC. So any MJC member steps out of line and a complaint comes to the Imara, they will tackle it, they will handle with it. So they are the watchdogs of the MJC, the custodians, and they do a good job. They are all the senior members of the MJC.
There's a great task ahead, undoubtedly, as you've outlined yourself, Sheikh Irfan. We wish you all the best, and we look forward to chatting to you regularly, and keeping us updated on the developments and how the plan is being implemented, and the changes and the various outreach programs that the MJC has will be engaging in. May Allah make it easy for you, Ameen, and take you from strength to strength.
I just want to say one word before we conclude. Yesterday's meeting was a very special meeting. It was a historical meeting. When I took office yesterday, we have invited on all the people to come to us at the MJC itself, or the premises, and have a cup of tea with us. And also ask questions. That would never ever happen at the MJC. And I feel we invite the people, they question us, and alhamdulillah, we allow them questions. The media was there yesterday. And at the end, I can tell you comfortably, wherever I went, people were extremely happy with that initiative that we have taken. Even our former members and our present members of the MJC, they were extremely happy with that kind of decision and initiative which we have taken. And I think that had a major impact on the larger community.
Yes, it undoubtedly setting the tune and setting the tone for the next term that you will be serving, inshallah. And it seems as though it's going to be a term in which you'll be very close to the people and listening to the people on the ground. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Jazakumullah khair for your time, Sheikh Irfan. We look forward to having a more lengthy discussion again in the future.
Shukran to you and all the listeners of Radio Islam. May Allah bless you, may Allah guide you, may Allah protect you. And you have a good day, inshallah, all of you, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair to all of you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Irfan Abrams, the newly elected president of the Muslim Judicial Council. Yes, the Muslim Judicial Council a couple of weeks ago had its elections, and he was now elected as the president of the Muslim Judicial Council. As outlined, it is the highest position within the Muslim Judicial Council in the Western Cape, and then he has under him two deputy presidents.